Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
You have your Bibles with you tonight. The Lord laid something on my heart here about 2 weeks ago, maybe three now. And when Brother Tommy asked me if I would stand in tonight, Lord just brought this right back to me. And I don't know if I'm going to preach it or not, really. Whatever the Holy Spirit wants, that's what's going to be done. I can't do anything. I can't stand up here and try to preach it without it. So I maybe just going to read this, and if that's all, I'm going to sit down and keep my mouth shut. But the thought that he gave us was inheritance of a blessing. And I'm sure that there's not too many that may be sitting in here tonight that God hasn't blessed them in some way.
Right.
Like I said, if you've been saved, that's a blessing in its own.
Right.
Right there. So you can't say God hasn't blessed you or if you've been saved, he's blessed you already. But we want to read just maybe two verses in 1 Peter 3, starting at the 8th verse. You pray for us for just a little while. I try to get Dustin to get up here, but he did it back at me, so love you, brother. So, like I said, you pray for us for just a little while. Bible says, finally, you all, and listen to the word all, of one mind, having compassion one for another, love as brethren, be privileged, be courteous.
Yep.
Not riddling evil for evil, or railing for railing, the constant blessing. Knowing that ye are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. And that's all we're going to read tonight. We do want to go to the Lord in prayer. Most kind and merciful Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we come to you, Lord, just as humbly as we know how, Lord. And Father, we ask you, Lord, that you just bless each and every one that's made their way here tonight, God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would fill your house tonight, God, with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you just lead, guide, and direct. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you'd open up your words to us tonight, Father. Whatever needs to be said or done, Lord, be to glorify you, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that you continue to bless us, Lord, in the way that you see fit. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've already bestowed upon us. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we humbly pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated. Thank you for standing the word of God's word. But we want to look at the first of this, where it says, finally, be ye all of one mind. When the word of the Bible, when it says all, you better pay attention. That just don't mean me, and it don't mean you. It means everybody. And it says, finally be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. I've heard in my time of traveling and trying to preach, I've heard people say, well, I ain't going to go worship with this so-and-so because he believes this, or I'm not going to go worship at this church because it's got this name over the church. For my friends and not to me, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we come together, we all come together in one mind. No matter what's over the church door, no matter who's inside the church, that we all come together My friend, time is drawing near, and we all don't need to be separated by what's on the church doors. We all need to come together and worship. And the one person we need to be worshiping tonight is God Almighty. My friend tonight, if we can't come in as brothers and sisters in Christ and worship the one that saved us, I don't know what is going to happen. My friend, we need to be worshiping with Six Mile. My friend, we need to be worshiping with Old Piney. My friend tonight, it doesn't matter what the name is on the church. My friend, what matters is that we go into a church that's Bible fed, that the Bible is read, that the Holy Ghost is there, that we come in and to worship the Lord and only Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about, church. It's not all about you. It's all about me. My friend, it's about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, my friend, if you can't worship somebody else, don't go to this church. I ask you tonight to search your heart, search your soul, and find out why you can't do that. Because the Bible says, and I just got through reading, that ye all one mind, and our mind ought to be set on one thing, and that's the Lord. My friend tonight, I don't know anybody's mind tonight. I'm not a mind reader, but praise be to God, if you come here tonight just want to be seen, or you come here tonight just to see who's going to be standing, or if you come here tonight just to see what the brother or sister is wearing, my friend, you come for the wrong reason. My friend, you ought to be coming to worship God. Because it don't matter who's standing behind this pulpit. It doesn't matter who's trying to sing or who's trying to preach. My friend, what matter is that we've come in to worship God in one mind and one accord. My friend, if we will do that, my friend, the Holy Spirit will come down if we worship Him and not somebody else. Or we worship Him and not the idol or somebody else. My friend, tonight, that's what we need to come together for, my friend. And we need to go out into the highways and byways and stand for God, not just for being seen, but to worship Him, that people will realize there is a God that wants to save them.
Amen.
That's right.
There's people that just wants to be seen. They don't really have anything, a whole lot to say. But my friend, tonight I see them on TV all the time. They'll get up there and have some little something to say. And it don't amount to a hill of beans. Why? Because that's all they want to be seen on TV. My friend, tonight we need to start worshiping the King of Kings, the man that saved our wretched soul from hell.
Yeah.
Bible says, thereunto knowing that ye are thereunto unto called. It wasn't me that called me to get saved. It wasn't nobody in this church called me to get saved.
Right.
It was God Himself. It was the verse of God through His Holy Spirit that came down that Sunday morning and convicted my heart and scared me to death because I knew right then that I was going to spend eternity in hell if I didn't get up and make my way to this old-fashioned altar and get things right with God. Nobody can call you to that except God Almighty Himself. My friend, I'm afraid that there's people out here in this old world thinks that that's all they had to do was get up and go down to on their knees in front of the altar and mumble a few verses or pray just a little bit, my friend, tonight, and get up and say, I'm saved, I'm going to the glory land. My friend, if they've been a drinker, if they've been a cusser, if they've been using drugs, my friend, if they didn't get up off that altar and put all that behind them, if all that ain't been washed away, praise be to God. My God don't do things halfway. Praise be to God. When He saved me, He cleansed me from head to toe. My friend, when I got up from there, all the other things had been washed away by His precious blood. Praise be to God for that precious blood. I've seen things in a whole different light.
Yeah.
I did.
Amen.
All the old things have passed away, and I mentioned this several times. I loved the fish. All that was gone. Do I regret it? Not one bit. You know why? Because God took that love that I put out there to keep them coming to His house. He took all that away. I haven't regretted a day of it, Dustin.
Yep.
I haven't regretted a day. Because you know He took that away and He put blessings inside.
Yep.
He took the place of that. And my friend tonight, if you're sitting here and you don't know what I'm talking about, I praise God that you'd get up and make your way to this altar and make things right with Him. If you're still out there drinking, if you're still out there doing drugs, my friend, and you claim to be a Christian, my friend, it don't look bad on nobody except other Christians, my friend. If you didn't get up different than the way you went down, my friend, I'd be questioning myself tonight. Did I truly get saved? Or if there's something that you're hiding in your heart that you don't know, think people knows, my friend, tonight, God knows all. Well, He knows what you're thinking. He knows what's on your mind, my friend, so you can't hide from God.
Amen.
You might think you can hide it from me. You can. You can hide it from Pastor Tommy. You can hide it from everybody in this church.
Yeah.
And praise be to God, you can't hide it from Him.
Right.
No matter how hard you try, no matter how far you try to stick it under the rug, you will not hide it from Him. Bible says, go on just a little bit further, that they shall inherit a blessing. You might be sitting here tonight and wondering why God is not blessing you tonight. I can't answer that. Nobody can answer that besides you. Why is God not God? Why do you feel in your heart or in your soul that God's not blessing you? But praise be to God, maybe you're trying to hide something in there that He won't bless you. My friend, I can say that the very minute that I heard, the very second that I got up from this old altar right here on this corner, the very second I got up there, God started blessing me. Praise be God. He opened the floodgate of heaven and started blessing me. He just started pouring it out.
Praise be God. There's times I've not done what God wanted me to do. I've not stood for Him when He's told me to stand. And praise be to God. The blessings God started getting smaller and smaller. And my friend, that's all I had to do. Praise God. Is get down and start praying to God to find out what was keeping Him from blessing me. And all it be long, God would reveal me to me something I was trying to hide. And once I got that straightened out, my friend, the blessings of God started pouring on down. My friend, tonight, are you trying to hide something for God and wonder why you're still not getting blessed the way that you did when you got saved?
Amen.
Search your heart tonight, church. I have to search mine about every day.
Yeah, right.
Praise God. Jesus knew that we could keep ourselves.
Right.
He knew that. He knew we was going to sin, come short of the glory. Because He was the only one that's going to be perfect. Sinless.
Yep.
So if we went around saying we're sinless, we'd be just like Him. That ain't going to happen. So He knew we was going to sin and come short of His glory. He knew that we was going to fail and fall back on our faces or fall set on our hands and not do what He wanted us to do. But my friend tonight, thanks be to God. He sends an advocate for each and every one of us. Praise be to God to convict our heart that we could get back where we need to be at with Him, that He could bless us. Friends, tonight, God loves us each and every one, and He wants to bless His children in a mighty way. That's all we got to do is come to Him and let Him clean us up again. My friend, tonight, I don't know how many times I've had to come back and say, Lord, I've messed it up. I've sinned against Your will. My friend, you know what? He hasn't filled me yet, Justin. He's always been right there. I'm ready to wrap His arms around me and say, it's okay, brother. I know what you're going through, and I'll bless you and keep you safe.
Amen.
Inherited blessing. I can't mention all the blessings that God has given me, and it's just not because I got a title in front of my name saying I'm a Baptist preacher. No, it's not that at all. And I'm not standing here tonight saying that I'm it better than anybody else. I'm not. I'm the lowest, lowest. And I'm standing here tonight to let you know God's still blessing me, and simply because I know who to go to. I do. I know who to go to. I know who to get things straightened out. If the Holy Spirit convicts my heart that I need to talk to Him, I'll get down and talk to Him. I don't want anything in here. Well, I don't want anything up here to keep me from God. My friend, He's done showed me that I need to be who I am, and I don't want anything to keep me from Him, me and Him. I want to try to walk the walk that He wants me to do. I want to try to say the same words that He wants me to say, my friend, and I can say that boldly because I know what God done for me. He sent His only begotten Son to die on the old rugged cross, that I could be free of all and everything, that I could receive the blessings from Him. You go on down in the 12th verse, and it says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. God sees all, as I've already said. He sees your faults. And I have many. He's, like I said, he sees in your heart. He sees in your mind. But he also knows that we still, each and every one of us, as long as we are down here on this earth, we need him.
Yes.
Not some little, as some of the book, religions believe, a little statue sits on a table. That little statue ain't going to get them there.
Yeah.
It ain't going to get them there. And my righteousness to God is filthy rags. But God still has his eyes on me each and every day. He does. He knows my thoughts. He knows my heart. He knows the hair on my head, which ain't very much. But what little bit I got, he knows each and every one of them. So his eyes is on us every day. Every single day. Every hour, every minute. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're into. He knows what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
Every day, his eyes is upon us. Why shouldn't we walk his walk? Why shouldn't we talk the way he wants us to talk?
Right.
He's watching us. And I want you to hear this. And his ears are open unto our prayers.
Yep. Amen.
Do you hear that, church?
Yep.
His ears are open to our prayers. There ain't nobody in this church, there ain't nobody in this world can convince me any different that each time I get down and pray to God, his ears perk up. He starts to listen. My friend tonight, if you can't say that you know that you're saved, my friend tonight, if you know that there's something in your heart that's not, that should be there, that's keeping you from being blessed, to keep you from getting the glory of God, my friend tonight, I beg you to come up to this altar tonight and get things worked out. There's no shame in praying. There's no shame of getting on your knees. I know a God that is standing waiting to hear from you. My friend tonight, if you need to pray, God is listening to you. My friend tonight, if you need to ask forgiveness, God is listening. My friend, if you need to pray for whatever, if you need to pray for help, if you need to pray for financial help, my friend tonight, I know a God. That's why his ears is wide open to your prayers. My friend tonight, he wants to hear from each and every one of his children. My friend tonight, the problem is we don't humble ourselves enough to get down on our knees and talk to him. And you know what, church? It's a blessing to me to be able to talk to him. Again, a blessing. It's a blessing to me that I have somebody that I know, according to his word, is listening to me. A little bitty person like me, little old country boy, don't know a whole lot, but he, the King of Kings, is listening to me.
Amen.
I'll never hold an office. Never do it. I'm 70 years old. Soon going to be 71. There's more behind me that's in front of me. So I know I'll never hold a political office. My name is not going to be splashed across the TV screen. My name's not going to be in the newspapers. But I know each and every time, and I can assure you tonight, church, with all my heart, I know each and every time that I get down on my knees and ask for forgiveness, I get down on my knees to repent to God, He hears me.
Amen.
He hears me. You don't have to be a congressman or senator or a president or whatever that think you have to be somebody to talk to God. No. You just have to be willing to talk to God. That's all it takes. Come get a song, brother. We're through. We're through. God bless you. Like I said, if you need to come to this altar, it's here. It's been open ever since the doors have been opened of the church. But I beg you, receive the blessings from God. They're precious. If you can remember back from the day that you got saved, when you got up there, got up, how you felt, your heart was full. Like I said, God then started blessing you right then and there. Is He still blessing you in that way? Search your heart. Is He still blessing you in that way? Is He still blessing you the way that He, when you got up, whenever it was, a day through the week, a Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was, do you still feel the blessings of God the way you felt that day? That night. If you ain't, I think I'd be searching my heart and finding out why. Because the Bible already says He wants to bless each and every one of us. Why is He not? Maybe we've got something in there we're trying to hide from Him. He's still going to bless you, but not in a great and mighty way. They just start getting a little bit less and a little bit less. We serve a merciful God. We do. We do. And that's all we got to do is come back to Him. Come back, church. Get on our knees and start praying. That's all He asks, to come back, to repent. If you need to pray tonight, come. But first, church your heart. Are you receiving the blessings that you received when you got saved? Go ahead, brother.